Welcome to The Prompt by Kuro House, your daily dose of AI news and insights. Today, we have some big updates on OpenAI, new subscription tiers for ChatGPT, and important legal developments shaping the future of AI. Let's dive right in. First up, Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer has launched a major investigation into OpenAI over serious safety concerns. According to a report from The Verge, Uthmeyer claims OpenAI's technology may be falling into the hands of adversaries like the Chinese Communist Party. He also alleges that ChatGPT has been linked to criminal behavior, including child sexual abuse material and even assisting a suspect involved in a deadly shooting at Florida State University last year. The family of a victim from that shooting has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, accusing the suspect of being in constant communication with ChatGPT. The investigation will involve subpoenas, and the Attorney General emphasized that AI should support humanity, not put safety at risk. Speaking of ChatGPT, OpenAI just announced a new $100 per month pro subscription tier. As Jay Peters reports for The Verge, this new plan offers 5 times more usage of the Codex coding tool than the $20 plus subscription. It's designed for heavy users who need longer, high-effort coding sessions, positioning itself to compete directly with Anthropic's Claude Code Max tier, which costs the same. OpenAI still offers an $8 Go tier and a free tier, so there's a range of options depending on your needs. So, if you're a developer pushing the limits, this new pro plan might be worth checking out. On a similar note, TechCrunch also covered OpenAI's $100 per month pro plan, highlighting its focus on supporting daily Codex users. OpenAI confirmed that this tier offers 5 times the coding capacity of the $20 plus plan, making it a practical choice for intense coding sessions. Interestingly, the existing $200 pro plan, though not listed on the pricing page, still exists and offers even higher limits, 20 times that of the Plus plan. With over 3 million weekly Codex users globally and usage growing 70% month over month, OpenAI is clearly doubling down on catering to developers. So, expect more tailored options for coding workflows in the near future. Back to Florida, TechCrunch also reports on the Attorney General's probe into OpenAI related to the 2025 Florida State University shooting. Authorities allege ChatGPT was used to plan the attack, and the victim's family is pursuing legal action against OpenAI. OpenAI responded by emphasizing the positive impact ChatGPT has on over 900 million people weekly, from learning to healthcare navigation. The company said it is cooperating with the investigation and continues to improve safety measures. This investigation adds to a string of challenges for OpenAI, including internal criticism and regulatory scrutiny. Finally, a significant legal development: OpenAI is backing an Illinois bill that would limit AI companies' liability in cases of mass harm or financial disasters caused by their models. Wired reports that the bill would shield AI labs from liability unless harm was caused intentionally or recklessly, provided safety and transparency reports are published. This bill targets frontier models, trained with over $100 million in computational costs, covering major players like OpenAI and Google. OpenAI argues this approach helps reduce risks while allowing innovation to flourish, and aims to avoid a patchwork of state regulations by pushing for federal standards. However, critics say the bill faces an uphill battle in Illinois, where public opposition to AI liability exemptions is strong. That wraps up today's top stories in AI. From regulatory pressures to new product tiers, it's clear that AI's rapid growth continues to stir big conversations and crucial decisions. We'll keep tracking these developments and bring you the latest every day. Thanks for listening to The Prompt by Kuro House.